What is going on, guys? And welcome to the Floating Island Podcast.
It's all good in the neighborhood, homie. I feel good, I feel alright. Cruising through my neighborhood on a warm summer night. I feel good. That's right, I feel good now.
Alright. Well, I hope you are having, as always, a fantastic day, week, month, year, whatever the fuck you're doing. I hope you're doing it right and you're living your best fucking life. I got Alan with me today. What's going on, dude?
Hey, man. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Dude, of course, bro. Fucking, I appreciate you coming on, man.
Of course.
Appreciate you being here, bro. Having conversations with me.
Yeah, of course, man. I'm excited to fucking jump into whatever we're going to talk about today.
Bro, I have no idea what we're going to talk about. I was thinking, what's plaguing your mind, bro? What are you thinking about lately? Like, when you're driving and, like, you have a moment to think, like, if you're not listening to music and you just, like, think about something, what is it? What is that thought? Where are your mind drifting to?
Let's see. I think that in the back of my head, something has always told me, like, hey, be someone special. So most of the time, I work towards that goal, and I try not to let anything kind of distract me from that, you know?
Be something special.
Be something special.
Like,
be someone
special. You don't think
special.
You're, like, already special? Like, you don't think you're, like, unique? You're, like, unique?
No.
Bro, you know?
Not really. I don't think that, you know, going to work, working that, like, typical 9-to-5 is doing anything special.
Yeah, not there yet.
You know, I think that once I'm helping people, like, on a bigger level, I think that's, like, something special.
So what's the ultimate, like, dream, then?
Mm.
What's the ultimate where you're like, yeah, I'm there. I'm special.
I think that my definition would be, like, probably being some kind of, like, law enforcement. You know, someone like a cop or something like that, where I can, you know, help out, like, my community. I think that would be my be something special moment, you know, something
helping
like
the
that.
Community.
Yeah, helping the community. I've always just wanted to help people, and I've always been taught.
So, but, like, when you're saying, like, 9-to-5 and stuff, so, like, yeah, like, that's, like, an abnormal kind of, like, you're always, like, ready. You're always, like, going to be moving. So, like, a firefighter?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. That'd be sick.
So why aren't you doing that shit right now?
You know what? It's because I haven't taken the steps to do it, which is, like, you know.
What's stopping you, then?
Nothing, bro. I just moved to San Diego, and I'm just kind of finding my balance, kind of finding my community.
There's fucking fires all the time.
I know. It's crazy. But, like I said, just fucking getting on my feet first, right?
Right, yeah, like, I feel that shit, but, like, do you think you could be furthering yourself to being a fireman right now, and you're just not doing it?
Yeah, no, yeah, I have to look,
like,
into it.
Like, you were grinding this morning, why not have been, like, grinding some EMT courses or some shit? Like, instead of a side hustle, like, that becomes your side hustle, going that, because you already got a fucking day job.
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna be working that shit, bro. And fucking making your cash flow to be paying off bills, but work for your ultimate goal, being a fireman right now.
Yeah.
Like, that way, then you hit, like, your happiness.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know what steps to take. I think that being like, a first generation, like, Latino is kind of complicated, because I was never taught what steps it take to, like, achieve or reach my goals. It was more just, like, a work hard mentality.
What would be the first step of becoming a fireman?
I'd probably talk to a fireman. You know, try to find a fire.
But dude, that's easy. You just pull up to a fucking firehouse.
Fire station.
Yeah, like a fire station. But you just walk and knock up. And, like, literally, they probably have, like, a recruiter. Like, every fire station probably has a recruiter. And you're knocking, like, hey, I'm interested in being a fireman. And he probably sits down and starts filling out the application or whatever they fill out.
Yeah.
Kind of like fucking enlisting in the military.
Yeah.
It's probably exactly the same. You say, oh, you want to? Okay, you're interested.
Okay.
And then they got to check off your stuff, get a background check, all that shit.
Yeah.
Man, what's stopping you, bro? Dude, just go. Next thing you know, like, you could just, oh, I got a burp real quick. That kombucha. Ooh, excuse me.
Yeah, this is some pretty good shit.
It's yummy, yeah. But, like, a little carbonated. Like, I was talking, I took a sip, and I was talking, and I just felt it, like, building up. Like, I got a burp.
Yeah.
Fuck. But as I was saying, yeah, just fucking go to a fire station, bro. Like, after this podcast, just fucking drive and be like, dude, the RP fire station is fucking, like, right there.
Is it really?
It's right there, yeah.
Damn.
You probably just roll up, knock on the door, and say, hey, I'm interested, and they'd probably be like, oh, they don't have a recruiter there. They'd be like, go to this office fucking Monday to, like, Friday and fucking start your process, man. Yeah. Hope to see you soon.
Yeah.
Let's fight fires together.
Fucking, only you can prevent wildfires.
Only you.
Yeah.
And then, like, then every night since you start the application, you start getting, like, visited by, like, Smokey the Bear and shit, bro.
Yeah.
I just... Good job protecting our forests.
Yeah.
Fight fires, save families.
Exactly. That'd be sick. That'd be sick.
Dude, it could be the start, man. It could be the start, bro.
Yeah, this could be the catalyst that...
I say fucking do it, man. Like, what's stopping you? If you know that's what you want to do, like, I don't know, jump into it. It's not going to affect you as far as, like, you're not going to move anywhere.
Right.
You're, like, nothing like that. And I'm pretty sure, like, when you go to, like, a police academy or, like, a fireman academy... Like, you get paid, like, pretty well just going through the courses.
Fuck yeah.
So, like, you'll be covered with, like, rent and bills and stuff like that. I say, what's stopping you,
dude? Yeah, I think, well, overall, I think it'd be, like, awesome to join that kind of community, right? It's like firemen, like policemen, a brotherhood.
Yeah.
A brotherhood. I think that's what it's all about. You know, like, joining people and knowing people that, like, have your back.
It'll be being, like, a cop or SWAT.
That'd be sick. That'd be sick.
SWAT would be pretty fucking sick.
You know what? I was thinking about the FBI at one point, but I think that you have to be in law enforcement for like 2 years before you can even apply to the FBI.
I don't know, man. I never thought about being the FBI. Like, every once in a while, like, you know, like, I've thought about, like, why I watch a movie, I'd be like, oh, man, that would have been kind of cool to be an FBI agent. Yeah. But I never, like, yeah, that's what I wanted to do.
Kicking down doors and taking down bad guys. Fucking
nah,
sick.
Nah, dude, I already tried the whole kicking down doors and fuck whores, but... Fucking the good old 0311 way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucking
nah,
sick.
Nah, bro. I tried that out. It's like, you know, it's cool and all, like, knowing how to do cool, like, that type of shit and whatnot. But overall, like, I just want to kick it.
Yeah.
Just want to chill, bro. Yeah. Want to vibe, have good conversations, bro. Maybe make movies in the future.
That's fucking sick. What kind of movies would you make?
Any kind of movie I fucking want.
Yeah.
Whatever I'm feeling, man. Kind of like some Quentin Tarantino type shit, bro. I just don't give a fuck. I'll just make a movie.
Yeah, fuck it.
Fuck it.
You could be like fucking Michael Bay and just fucking blow everything up in the background.
Exactly, bro. Just send it.
Make millions. Set.
Send it. Fuck yeah.
Sick, bro.
Yeah, dude. I definitely want to hit up film school. That'd be fun, bro. But right now, I'm just kind of kicking it, man.
Yeah.
Enjoying life, dude. Just gaining life experience, I guess.
Yeah.
Having a good time.
That's fucking sick, bro. Yeah, and honestly, like... I do work myself a lot, you know, and people are like, well, why are you doing that? I just feel like because time is so, like, limited, you know, I don't, like...
That is true, man.
Yeah.
Don't let time just pass you by, man.
Yeah,
shit.
It is. I feel like I went through my whole, like, party phase in, like, college, you know?
Yeah, that's good. I went through my whole drinking and all that shit phase in the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, in the Marine...
It was, like, the same thing. You went to college, I went to the Marine Corps.
Yeah,
was...
yeah.
We both got it out of our systems.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy, because I like to drink now, obviously. But, like, if I drink, like, fucking, like I did in college, bro, I'll be out for, like, a whole fucking day.
Dude, I feel that.
Yeah. It's fucking...
It's awful. Like, but, like, I actually, like, am thankful for it, because it stops me from drinking a lot.
So yeah.
I'd rather smoke weed, man. I'd rather be high and just vibe.
Yeah.
And fucking, it makes everything better. Like,
yeah.
Food tastes better, drinks taste better, fucking...
Just makes
everything
better.
Just, like, a little bit glowier and shit, and you're just like, fuck,
yeah,
I'm vibing, man.
Yeah, it's crazy, because fucking... I went to school in Humboldt County, and everyone up there fucking smoked weed, bro.
Yeah, it's, like, good for your mind, bro.
Yeah.
It's, like, slows me down, bro, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, chilling.
Just
take it, you're just in the moment, bro.
Yeah.
You're just in the moment, you're just like, yeah, I'm just here right now, bro.
Yeah.
I ain't thinking about anything else, like... I'm just right here, man.
Yeah, it's fucking sick. But yeah, bro, I used to fucking go out like on a Thursday night and be in class by 8 a.m. on a Friday morning.
God,
like,
just hungover
like,
as fuck.
Well, not even, bro. Like,
you're still drunk.
I was fucking like 21, 22. I was like in my young
20s. Oh, this is like when you woke up and like you be still drunk. You like slam a beer real quick and be like, I'm good now.
I'm good to go, bro.
Yeah,
that was just the college life, bro. And I would do that every fucking weekend.
Man, it starts wearing on you.
Yeah.
It starts fucking, it's like wear and tear. Like, you keep it up for a while, and then one day you're just like, oh man, I can't be doing this no more, man.
No, it's fucking funny. But it's even funnier because, like, when I was in college, bro, literally I had $5 or $10 in my bank account, like, all times. But I still somehow had money to go to the bar and get a fucking pitcher of beer and fucking, hey, bro, like, take maybe a shot.
Doing, like, side you know? Hustles?
Yeah. Yeah, honestly.
Yeah. Fucking, hey, yeah. Whatever fucking works. It's, I mean, what they say about, like, alcoholics, they'll always find a way.
You know, it's funny. I saw a fucking, this post on, I think it was, like, Instagram or something the other day, where it was just, like, you never hear, like, a crack addict say they're not going to, like, do crack that day, right? Yeah. They find a way. Don't let a fucking crack, exactly. A crackhead fucking outwork you. And I'm like, all right, bet.
Exactly, bro. Yeah. No one, I just realized he has something. Hey, Caleb. What's in that? Like, what kind? I'll just cut this out. Turn me hybrid. Yeah, let me smack that after you. You can hit my indica, dude. I know you like to hit that shit. So just like 10:40 to 11:20, bro. I'm just gonna cut out. Yeah, pass it when you're done. Alright, back.
Alright. What's up, man? What's up? What's
up? Back. What's up? Spaced out for a sec there.
Yeah. We were talking about, I remember I was talking about when I was in college having $5 in my bank account and don't let a fucking crackhead.
But you always find, like, yeah, finding a way, bro.
You always fucking find a way. Because,
dude, someone that fucking, like, no one's more innovative than a fucking drug addict.
Yeah. And it's crazy. I think that, so I basically moved out of, like, my house, right, when I was, like, 18 years old. And, like, from there, it was literally that mindset of what we just said, right? Always fucking find a way to fucking make it through.
So when you were going to college, what did you want to do?
Well,
and when you first went off to college, you moved out at 18. What were you like? I'm gonna do this.
It's crazy.
Was it like I'm gonna be a fireman still at that point?
No, it was so. I didn't really have like a sense of like really like direction, right?
Right.
I think that my parents gave me like, you know, like we've been stating a good work ethic because.
Yeah,
you know they fucking work hard.
Yeah.
So, but I didn't. They weren't really like, well, what do you want to be? Like a, for example, like the stereotypical thing is like, oh, a doctor, a lawyer, whatever. You know, but they were just like, hey, like do good in school and work hard. But okay, but they never talked about like what the end result of that would be.
Yeah, right? Just go to school, get an education.
Just get an education.
Yeah.
And so I kind of fell into that. Right?
Yeah.
And so I actually went into school for psychology. Right. I took this course. It was like an elective or something. I don't know what it was, but I took a psychology class in high school, which I was just like, well, that's better than like anything else. So I decided to major in psychology, and I actually wanted to be a psychologist because like overall, like my end goal is like helping people.
Yeah.
Right. So I was like,
it's always been just to like help people, no matter what. And just you're trying to figure out how.
Yeah.
Basically,
like
what you want to help people, you're just figuring out what do you like, how you're going to do it,
what specifically to do.
So what stopped you from being a psychologist?
I told myself, so after fucking 22 years of straight school almost, you know, because that's when I graduated when I was 22, I was just like, I'm gonna take a year off school,
yeah,
and then I'll go back when I'm like 23.
Mic closer to you if you want, dude.
I was like,
you can keep it up, you can just like the arm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there you
like
go.
That Is that good?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I just realized, like, you're, like, leaning back. I was like, yeah, be comfortable. You can pull the mic towards you.
Yeah, that's true. Does this work? Is it good?
Yeah, dude, you're right. Perfect, man.
Cool. But
I just want people to be able to hear you clearly, man.
Yeah. But, yeah, like I was saying, I was like, I'm just going to take a year off school, and then I'll go back. And it's been almost 4 years, I think, since I told myself that.
Damn.
And I haven't gone back to school. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to get... And like,
I mean,
a majority of the people that I went to college with, like, already have their masters and everything now, and I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, I mean, then, but I'd say there's no better time than the present, man.
Yeah,
you took it. I mean, there's no going back in time.
Yeah,
just like be like, you know what, I enjoyed it. Like, take whatever you went through, like whatever jobs you worked, you take it as life experience.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
You already know who you are. Now you're just like, all right, you want to go help people? Go help people. Fucking go join the law enforcement. Or fucking go be a fireman. Like, actually just jump into it. Like, just start.
Yeah.
Just start, man. That no more wasting time, dude.
Yeah.
Do like something that makes you happy. And then when you're a fireman and you're helping people, you can always change careers. Like, yeah. I'm pretty sure firemen can just retire whenever they want.
I'm sure they can, yeah.
It's course. Like cops. Like, cops, like, yeah. You can join, you go through schooling, and when I, after that, you can just be like, yo, I'm done, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you have a certain thing. So, like, when you're in there, and you're like, you know what? This actually was not what I want to do no more, man. Yeah. You're like, what do I want to do? Then fucking switch, dude. Yeah. You got fucking time.
We got options, bro.
Exactly. You got time, dude. But, like, start.
Yeah.
Like, start now. Like, start fucking just be like, all right, what would make me happy? This right now. Go do it.
Yeah.
And then if you change your mind later on, fucking go do that shit.
Yeah. It's fucking nice, bro. Because, like, I don't have, like, a fucking wife and kids. So, I literally have so much fucking flexibility, bro.
Exactly. Dude, literally. That's the best thing, dude. I'd rather just figure out my life and goals and do all that before I find another girl to, like,
yeah.
have to, because then you gotta, like, deal with her emotions and you have to support her. You gotta be there for her. Like, yeah. A relationship's a two-way street there, bro.
It really is, yeah.
Like, and right now, I just want to be a one-way road, just flying 1,000 miles at, like, 1,000 miles per hour, dude.
Well, fucking on that subject, bro, I think that women are, like, a good woman is so hard to find these days.
It, like, I feel like a good guy is so hard to find, too, man.
You think so?
Yeah, I feel like it goes both ways. Like, hey, like, yo, I'm on the guy's side, of course, yeah. man, always. I think it's definitely a lot harder to find a good girl.
It is.
Than there's a good guy, because there's a lot of good guys out there.
There's a lot of good guys.
I've just seen there. A lot of variations of both sides, man. I don't know. I can take a very neutral stance there because I'm like, yeah, there's fucking a lot of shit bags on both sides.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I don't know. And that in a world like that, I just say, be the best you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just be the best you can. Figure out what you want. Go get it. And if you're like, when you're young, you're like, man, I want another half of me and go into dating, trying to get married, fuck it, go for it. But me personally, that can wait until I'm established as, like, myself.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I change my mind every damn second, dude.
Yeah. I think that, I feel like a problem that, like, a lot of people have these days is, like, always wanting to be with someone, right? Like, always being, like, who am I going to start dating? When am I going to start dating?
Constant need for, like, attention.
Yeah, you know, or, like, all that instead of, like, what you said and what you're saying is, like, hey, I'm going to focus on myself for now. And then I'll figure that shit out later. Because there's always going to be someone around, right? You can always, you'll always find someone.
Just go to a bar.
Fucking literally go to a bar, go to fucking the gym, you know, anywhere.
Nah, don't be pigging up in the gym.
Bro, I think that women gym at the
code.
Gym.
Kill. Am I right? Gym code. Don't be picking up in the gym.
Bro, I think the gym.
Listen, I would say if it happens naturally in a gym and a conversation happens with a girl in a gym, and you're just like, oh, and like, don't try to like do it, but don't be approaching them. They're there to work out. Like, yeah. I'm there to work out. Like, so don't ever like try.
It, like, if it naturally
to go to the
happened,
gym to pick up.
Right.
But like, if like yeah, if something like.
Give me an example.
And, like, yeah, I don't know. Like, she has a cool shirt on, and you disperse.
Nah, you'd be saying like, something then. So it'd be more like if you bumped into someone, you're like, "Oh, sorry. Oh, I like your shirt."
Wait, rolls into her bag. My bad.
Oh, so yeah, my bad. Like, oh, cool shirt.
Yeah,
yeah. Something natural. I got you. I got you. Hey, like, give a shout out to Caleb, the Jamie of this episode.
Yeah, I think that anything can spark up with anyone. Right?
That's true.
Given the right circumstance.
But you're going to the gym to pick up.
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. Okay. I'm saying, like, things can happen anywhere.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
I feel like I would rather talk to, again, not going there to fucking pick up girls, but I would rather talk to someone at the gym than at the bar. And the reason why.
Because you feel like you'd be more, like, like-minded and shit?
Yeah. Well, it says more about a person, right? Because, right? Yeah. Like, if she's going out and she's drinking, what's like stopping me from thinking like, oh, she does this every fucking weekend or all she is like, you know.
But if she wants, but like you can't hold a girl different to a standard than you, bro. If you want to be out every night, you can't be like fault a girl for wanting to be out every night.
But well, I don't go out every night. But then like,
I'm saying like that. Yeah. So if you're there and a girl's there.
Yeah.
What difference are you guys?
Yeah, you're right. You're right on that.
Unless you find out where she's like, oh, I just come and get trashed every fucking night. Then I'd be like, there's probably going to be a problem there. Yeah,
for sure. But I think that, like, women that you meet, like, you may meet in a gym, right? Like she, there's a, that's a person there's definitely that's like working on herself.
There's a difference. You know, there's a difference. It's a different class of person.
Fuck yeah.
Because like, yeah, at a bar, people are looking for either getting drunk, having a good time.
Yeah.
Multiple, like thousands of different reasons.
Yeah.
But a lot of them usually just to getting drunk and having a good time. Fucking, yeah. And then they leave with fucking strangers and shit and get it on. Use protection, people.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, and then people go into the gym, they're looking for fitness or trying to like get their life on track or they're just like, yeah, it makes me feel good, something that they do. It's a different class of people.
It really is. And you know, you can classify that to anything and anywhere.
Man, I'm gonna have to hit the gym after this.
Yeah, fucking
work on myself.
Fucking carry the boat.
Gotta go work on myself. Oh.
Yeah, bro. But yeah, that's my
You keep leaning further and further back. You
sorry. I'm just getting more and more comfortable
exactly.
here.
Dude, you're fine, man. Exactly. I was just like, man, he keeps getting further back. Pull it. I want people to be able to, like, hear you.
Is that good right there?
Yeah, dude. You can have it out. Yeah, that's fine. Is that comfortable? You
comfy? I'm so comfortable here. I felt like at first I was, like, trying to, like, change stand the camera up. Oh, shit.
Oh, you're fine. You're still in. I'm just going to bring it a little bit over.
Yeah.
Keep sinking further and further into the couch.
I felt like I was standing up so like straight at first. I was like trying to be like perfect, and now I'm like getting into the conversation and just kind of leaning back a little bit.
Huh. And I'm gonna stop recording this one. Hey, it's fine. We're only fucking 21 minutes into this. Plenty of time. We got all the time in the world. So you think of anything that weird lately? Like anything that like make people like question reality type shit?
Like multiple dimensions or something like that?
I don't know. Do you believe in multiple
dimensions? I definitely believe in that, bro. There has to be like
How about you, Kyo? You believe in multiple dimensions?
I mean, didn't like scientists come out with parallel universes like low key being a thing?
You know about that?
I don't.
I don't know. I remember something about them, like, some proof. Yeah, look it up.
Yeah. Why do you believe? Why did you believe? What was the original?
Shit. Well, I don't know. Maybe fucking Marvel. I don't fucking know. But, like, have you guys seen that episode of Rick and Morty where they go through, like, multiple dimensions and there's like a dimension where like phones are like in charge and
and then like people are eating phones and shit
there has to be I honestly bro like there has to be more than just
so
us.
They say so far the evidence supporting the idea of multiverse is purely theoretical and in some cases, philosophical. Some experts argue that it may be a grand cosmic coincidence that the Big Bang forged a perfectly balanced universe that is just right for our existence.
I feel like that's more insane than other universes existing.
Yeah.
Telling us that
what do you mean? Other universes do exist, so but we can see other universes. But we can see other universes.
No, I'm saying that we're the only ones that with life.
Yeah.
No.
So that's what I just said.
That's crazy.
No, he's talking about for our existence. So yeah, like whoever's in this plane of existence, like there's no parallel Milky Way. There's no parallel Milky Way. It's anything in this existence.
That's the multiverse.
Yeah, that is purely theoretical. That is just it's a theoretic. Oh, not theoretic. However you fucking say that. Theory.
Theoretical.
No, it's just a theory. It's just a theory. The multiverse and all that is a theory. They're saying, but like people argue that it's crazy not to think that the universe like happened perfectly. That instead that there aren't like actual. Yeah. No, you're on the same page. People argue it, but
I feel like there definitely has to be something out there, bro.
I definitely know that there's stuff out there.
We're not
the only life in the universe. We're not. The universe is always expanding. We talked about this on my last podcast.
Yeah. Honestly, bro, the government knows about it. They have to know. They have to. They're just keeping that shit under wraps.
I don't think so, dude. I think it would have been leaked. No. It would have been leaked already.
No. No way.
Dude, with how many people want to know and shit, some whistleblower would have come out already. Well, with hard proof, though. There's no, like, actual hard proof.
Right, but I feel like the government can manipulate that shit, bro, into just making you think, like, okay, like, someone says, like, hey, aliens exist, here's a picture, and then the government be like, yeah, look at this crazy guy. And so everyone else is going to be like, yeah, this guy's fucking crazy. Yeah, but crazy.
The pictures kind of look off. Like, there's never, like, enough people to see it. It's only him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's got to be, like, a hard proof. If there is, like, we got to have, like, some hard proof. I don't really know what that would look like, but it's got to be, like, enough that the general masses believe it.
Yeah.
And go, oh, fuck, that's real. Because, no, like, none of us have seen that. We've all seen the same things. And, like, some of us be like, oh, yeah, I could believe that. I kind of want to. It's fun.
Yeah.
Like, to think that an alien's just, like, kind of flying around, just, like, kind of drifts off his course into our planet. He's like, oh, fuck, where the fuck am I? Oh shit, people, and fucking flies away.
Yeah. That'd be crazy, bro.
It would be fun, but like, there's just no hard proof yet. I don't know. I think if the government had hard proof, it would have been leaked already.
Really?
I think it would have already been leaked.
I feel like that shit's just kept way too under wraps. Like, the general public but would freak out. All the
presidents are informed and shit. Actually, dude, me and Kip were actually talking about this not too long ago. We were talking about, like, maybe that's why JFK was assassinated. It was because he was going to leak, like, the knowledge about the aliens and stuff to the public. Because he, like, was all about, like, telling the public the truth and stuff. And being forthcoming with the with the American people. And he, like, we think, like, he told the government, no, I'm going to tell them what's happening, like, at, like, Area 51 and shit.
Yeah.
And that's the day he got, like assassinated. He got
capped, huh?
Yeah. Well, then the fucking, they, then, so he gets killed, and then the assassination guy, fucking what's his name, Oswald?
J. Harvey Oswald.
Yeah, Oswald. Fucking he gets capped.
Yeah.
And then the guy that caps him, like, goes insane in jail, which probably from LSD. Like, they think that, like, they fried his brain with LSD, so he'd just be crazy.
Yeah.
So that we'll, like, never know why he capped Oswald.
Yeah.
Like, we'll never know why Oswald killed him, like... Why would someone kill fucking just, like, a president that was actually pretty, like, well-loved by the people?
Yeah.
Like, super well-loved. Fucking great on television. Like, he was a president, and fucking, and he was being honest with the people.
Yeah.
I think he might have was trying to leak shit, and they're like, no, 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 no.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. I honestly, bro, I think that, you know, to, like, the general people... You have, like, the president who's, like, the top guy, the guy in charge of the nation. He definitely knows shit that we don't know about. But I think that behind the scenes there has to be people above even the president, right?
You think, like, maybe, like,
Caleb, what do you think?
You think people higher than the president?
Yeah, there has to be. Oh,
you think
some,
like, Illuminati type shit?
There has to be.
You think the president gets control? What do you mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Saying that the president is just a puppet of, like... yeah, you think so?
100%.
You think Joe Biden's making choices?
No, okay, that's different, bro.
Is it?
That's different.
He is a president.
But not like the Illuminati is not controlling the United States. I think, like, there are very rich people that have a lot of saying and, like, a lot of power. And because they, like, will fund the politicians, and some politicians are definitely puppets.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think the president is, because if the president was a puppet, like, look at Trump, dude. You really think anyone was... puppeting that dude? He was very just off the...
I don't think they're puppets, but I don't think they have
very full control.
A lot of power.
I think they have a lot of power. They have a lot of say because they have a lot of money. But I don't know if it's like the Illuminati type shit that people think. But I think that's how it just goes. A lot of people with a lot of money, and they try to sway the world in their best interest. And, like, you gotta think of the war machine. The war machine's always wanting to create more wars to pump more money. Look at the oil companies type shit. There's just, like, all these rich people that want to sway the world, like, that way because they're going to have just more money.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I think is happening. But it's not, like, Illuminati, because look at all the media and how many cameras are around. Like, there's no way anything like that could be, like, surviving anymore. It's probably, like, there are probably deep, dark societies.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Like, look at the fucking, what was that really, Men's to Boys? Men's Love Boys or something like that? What was it called?
Oh, the Association for, like, Men and Boy Love or something.
Like,
what?
It's some, like, society trying to, like, okay men loving, like, 12-year-olds, bro. Like, 12-year-olds.
Fuck?
It's so, like, creepy, bro.
I think...
And fucked up. Like, it's nuts. But you know it's from some, like, rich-ass fucking that's white motherfucking dudes up there. Maybe like, I'm not going to just go to white dudes. I'm white, so I'm fucking saying that. But I'm just saying, like, it's probably some old, creepy-ass motherfuckers trying to touch children and shit and make it okay. And, like, so, like, I know there's probably some deep, dark societies out there that are fucked up and probably just run by creepy-ass fucking rich people.
Yeah, that's fucking weird shit, bro. I don't know. That just shit always fucking weird me out. Like, there's...
Dude, yeah, but that shit's fucking real.
Yeah.
It's fucking out there, dude. Become an FBI agent, bro. Go stop that shit, bro.
Fuck yeah.
Go stop that shit, bro. I'll support you.
All right.
Have you on the podcast after you take down a couple rings, bro.
That'd be sick.
We'll see if it's okay to, like, you're, like, allowed to talk about it. Like, maybe if the arrest was public, you'd be like, yeah, I can tell you I took him down.
Yeah.
Like, boom.
Here's some classified information.
And, no, but probably, bro, we're not trying to get, we would get capped like JFK. Off the fucking force.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. What if fucking we just send you in to like find out if that was an inside job?
Dang.
The whole reason you went in. We're kind of fucking ourselves up by admitting to it right now.
Yeah.
We're not gonna do that. You're just gonna go in normally.
Yeah.
Wink, wink. You know what I'm saying, bud?
Yeah. The FBI would be a good time.
That would be, dude. Honestly, it would be. Dude, it's like the FBI hostage rescue team. They're fucking badass.
Really?
They're badass. It's like the Navy SEALs of the FBI.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Like, they're the guys that, like, feels like a hostage and shit or, like, big things. Like, they're always the guys that, like, mad fucking tactical gear, bro. Yeah. Snipers and shit. They're fucking badass.
Those are the guys you see in movies.
Yeah, bro. Like, if you're watching, like, it's, like, hostage stuff and the FBI's there and you see, like, the fucking military-looking dudes, like, swiping through this, like, hallways and stuff. Yeah, that's the hostage rescue team, bro.
That's fucking
they fucking
sick.
Badass. They're, like, this, like, almost SWAT team of the fucking FBI.
Yeah.
They're, like, the best, like, best of the best, like, in the FBI world.
Yeah. Well, speaking of what you talked about earlier, like, Navy SEALs, you know who fucking lives in San Diego who I would want to meet one day? You know who Jocko Willink is? Ever heard of him?
Maybe. It's like, I don't know. I suck with names.
He's like a Navy SEAL. He's come out with like a lot of books about,
I met the
like,
dude that killed Osama bin Laden.
Really?
Yeah.
Where do you meet him?
Fucking, my dad was fucking 21 years Navy. It was like at like this fucking, or like it's like 22 years Navy. Was it 21 or 22 years? Dad. Navy.
Are you guys
only 20? I only thought of fucking 20.
Are you guys brothers?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I was just kicking it here.
I thought you guys were just roommates.
Nah, dude. That's just my little brother. No, but fucking, we went to a fucking, we went to like this dinner banquet thing.
Yeah.
And he was the speaker there. So like, he like talked about like his mission, like briefly about the day he killed Osama bin Laden and stuff. And we got to like meet him, take a picture. A lot different than I thought. I never knew what he looked like, and knowing, like, the guy that did it, I definitely pictured him differently. And then he was, like, this ginger dude, just kind of seemed like this kind of chill, dude. Like, kind of just kicking it, man. He's like, yeah, dude, we were training. He was telling us about some training missions and stuff. And he's like, yeah, the night we were killing Osama bin Laden, it was actually kind of funny, this dude. And, like, he's just, like, kicking it.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, it's cool, man.
I feel like...
pretty badass fucking dudes.
Oh, there's a lot of fucking badass motherfuckers out there.
My mom's best friend Liz, her husband Mike was a Navy SEAL.
Oh, was he?
And fucking dude, I'll never forget. We were just fucking eating a pizza together, and fucking, I was younger. I didn't know like it was kind of insensitive. I look at it now, but he was cool about it. Like asking him if he's ever killed anyone.
Yeah.
Thinking about it, I was like, dude, this guy's like one of the hardest. He's a gorilla man, dude. He's a big dude.
Yeah.
And I kind of looked at him and was like, hey, Mike. And he's like, what's up, bud? And I was like, you know, you ever put anyone to sleep? And he goes, yeah, I've put a lot of people to sleep.
That's insane.
And I was just like, cool. And just started eating my pizza, bro. Every once in a while, he would tell about something. Dude, he ended up, like, getting... So when he got out of the SEALs, he did, like, contract work.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up, like, getting, like, imprisoned in, like, South Africa for a little bit, like, in a bad prison. Like, they tortured... That's and shit crazy. Like that, and the government had to, like, you know, negotiate, getting them back. He was just there, like, they were, like, protecting ships from pirates and stuff.
Yeah.
And they were just there walking the market. Next thing you know, like, a bunch of people just pulled up on them with, like, guns and stuff and, like, you know, just locked them up.
Yeah, that's... I think that's crazy because, like, a majority of people that, like, go to combat or even fucking, you said he was getting tortured or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, how do you...
Like, they fucked him up, yeah.
How do you recover from that shit?
I think he's probably still recovering from... I know, like, it was a process when they actually got back. He probably, like, went through a lot of stuff.
But
I know he was pretty fucked up.
At least he was able to have, you know, pizza with you and just...
Oh, that was before that incident.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
The pizza was before. Dude, that happened, like... Man, that happened like 4, 5, 6 years ago now.
Yeah.
So fucking, I was older. I was fucking like 20 when that happened. Like, yeah. 21. I'm pretty sure I was in the Marine Corps when it happened.
Okay.
Yeah, dude. When I was having pizza with him, I was like in middle school.
Yeah. Fuck.
That was like right after his Navy SEAL, and then he was doing contracting for a while. He was like in contract for like 12 years.
Yeah.
Before that, like, then that happened. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I feel like we don't give credit where credit is due. Like, I know a lot of people, especially, like, a lot of people I went to, like, college with, like, hate, like, the military, bro. Like, they're like...
Yeah, really?
They do.
So why would you say they hate them?
Like, because they think that, like, we shouldn't be going to war and shit. But, like, I think that, like, military people, bro, in my opinion, are, like, the best kind of people out there, bro. They're fucking literally sacrificing their life.
I mean, do I agree? Yeah, we shouldn't be going to war. But, like, if there's no need for a war, yeah, let's not have a war. There's no need for death.
Right, I agree.
Exactly.
I agree,
but like, military people, they're fucking loyal. I mean, some of them are not. I don't know. But, like, they're humans, man. But I won't lie. They're, like, no better friend, no worse enemy.
Right.
Yeah, exactly, bro. It's just like that, bro.
Yeah.
Literally, like, they're fucking, like, my boys are my boys. Even though some of them were fucking shitbags, I was a shitbag, bro, for a lot of it.
Yeah.
But fucking, we had a good time, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking ups and downs, and they're fucking, I wish all of them, like, nothing but happiness and just success in life, dude.
Yeah.
They're a good group of dudes.
I think that being I have never had a closer relationship personally than to the people that I've met who are in the military.
Yeah.
Than all those people I fucking.
Because, like, when you connect, like, you connect.
You're fucking going through the suck together, bro.
Yeah. Like, you just connect, man. And now you're just like, all right, bro, fuck yeah. Yeah, we're, like, going through this fucked up life together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just. It's. I remember, honestly, bro, when I was at fucking basic. Like, looking at my rack mate and fucking going, fuck yeah, bro, we're fucking in the suck together. That shit was good. That was a good time.
When you were in what?
Basic. Because I went
to... Oh, yeah, you went to... You were in the ROTC program, huh?
Well, I went to OCS for the Marine Corps.
Yeah. Wasn't that through the ROTC program? That would be the college, right?
No, that was... It was, like...
Or was this after?
It was a different program.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I know that. That's the officer school.
Mm-hmm.
I know that... Oh, is it? I always thought... So is ROTC just for, like, Navy and shit?
So I actually... There's someone actually at work that works with us that he went to ROTC for the Army.
I don't know. I didn't do that shit. I don't really know. I know, like, my dad would probably be able to explain some shit. Like,
yeah.
Because that's what he did. I know he joined through the Navy. He did the ROTC program in college. And that's how he became an officer.
Was your dad an officer? Wow.
Yeah, he was an officer.
That's fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah. That was his career. Now he's just... trying to solve the homeless problem in San Diego. I know he's like the VP of programs at, like, the San Diego Rescue Mission now.
Really?
Yeah, he's just trying to help people. He's out there just trying to help people, man. Yeah.
There's it. Honestly, bro, because I live downtown, right? And I see all the fucking homeless people. It's crazy.
Yeah, he's trying to clean that up, man. Trying to get them all housed jobs.
How do you fucking clean that shit up, bro?
They get people and they have, like, a year-long program and stuff like that. Like, they just find ways to help people. Yeah. Like, try to get them back on their feet, stable, get them, like, in a housing where then they can work and then start paying rent and, like, actually clean up. Yeah. It's just, like, you gotta find people willing to do that.
Yeah.
And they gotta, I don't know. You'd have to really talk to him about it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He's the one doing that, man. He's doing it.
Yeah, but I don't know. Overall, I think San Diego is awesome, and it's honestly our homeless population isn't as bad as LA. Have you been to LA?
Yeah,
it's insane.
I'm not a fan of LA really.
Me neither.
It's just it's so crowded.
It's so crowded.
So crowded and just crazy.
It's so
man.
I don't want to say
hectic and dirty.
Yeah,
it's dirty, bro.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's dirty, man. Maybe one day, if every citizen of LA just walked out with a power washer and sprayed one block of the sidewalk.
Yeah.
It'd be a cleaner place.
I know. Everything, bro, so a lot of the people I went to school with in college, they're from L.A., and I love them to fucking death.
Yeah.
But they would
die.
Yeah,
nothing wrong
LA.
With the people out there. It's right? just like, they kind of let the city kind of go.
Yeah.
I feel like we'd get shot if we said that in L.A. Yeah. Guys like, dang, you got a dirty city. Pop, 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 pop.
Yeah. Bro. Yeah, no, I see that. I think that San Diego is definitely the place to be. Our beaches are cleaner. We have more fucking events.
I love Venice Beach, though. Venice Beach is a cool vibe.
It is a cool vibe.
Not really a clean beach, but it's a cool vibe.
It's a cool vibe.
It's a cool vibe. We can get you ever that. Played Dead Island, too?
No, what's that?
Oh, you're not a big gamer at all?
I am not a gamer, bro. Ah, at all. I wish I was, right? I think
you can
the last...
start.
You know, do you want to know the last, like, gaming system that I had?
Yeah.
It's fucking...
Yeah, it's something on your Jeep.
Oh.
No, other Jeep. You got it.
All
right. I got you, bro.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
I'll never be like that. I hate people, like, if you saw something, like, in someone's teeth, and, like, what if no one said anything?
Right. As you walk around like
that.
That'd
be so fucked up. Don't say that. If you see something, but hey, bro, I got you, man.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
But, no, the last gaming system I had was a fucking GameCube.
I loved the GameCube, though.
I fucking loved it,
too. GameCube was so good, dude. The games on the GameCube hit fucking different.
Fucking,
what games did you play?
Fucking Smash Brothers, fucking okay. Mario Kart.
Dude, the Mario Kart GameCube was probably the best Mario Kart ever.
It was fucking awesome,
that was
bro.
So good, dude. That's when the baby race was first introduced.
Yeah.
Fucking the Rainbow Road on GameCube was hard as fuck.
Yeah, that shit was fucking awesome.
But
bro.
That, oh, dude. Oh man, I'm gonna like going back in my head, living some nostalgia with that.
Do you know what fucking
got
Mario,
the Switch, we're going
Mario Sunshine
Mario
is?
Mario Kart game, dude. Mario Sunshine. Yeah, we're like, oh, you had the water on your back,
yeah,
right? Bro,
yeah.
I played that shit, dude. That shit was lit. That I don't think was... I ever beat it though. But I remember playing it, and it's like, yeah, whatever you're fighting, it was like ink or something, like taking over the world, paint
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah,
can't remember, but that shit was lit, bro.
That shit was
it was cool
time.
Because it was kind of like open world, and you're just running around as Mario.
Yeah.
All
those open world games are fucking awesome,
like
bro.
Sparrow. Yeah, am I saying that right? Sparrow,
yeah.
Sparrow the Dragon.
Yeah,
you ever
yeah.
play that one? Like Star Fox?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Star Fox is fucking
yeah.
sick.
Dude, the Medal of Honors. You
wow.
ever play the Medal of Honors?
Yeah.
On GameCube?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that like fucking front line, dude.
Yeah.
When those games look so real. You look back at them, you're like, damn, these graphics are rough.
Yeah.
But like, when we first got them, we're like, this is so fucking realistic, bro.
You know what the best fucking game, again, I'm not into the whole fucking gaming scene, but the best fucking game is, in my fucking opinion, is Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Yeah.
San Andreas, did you ever play that?
I played a little bit of it, actually, like, pretty recently.
Yeah.
I downloaded it on the new Xbox. It was, like, the
really?
Remastered version.
Yeah.
I tried a little bit. It was all right. Like, I just couldn't really get into it. I think it's because I didn't play it when it first came out. Like, I'm so used to, like, first Grand Theft Auto I really, really actually played was, like, Grand Theft Auto 5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I think going from that, going back to their original controls is, like, a little weird. It's not, like, nostalgia for me. It's
yeah.
like, oh, this is so fucking different.
Oh, man. I remember I would play that shit for days, and I never went on any of the missions. I just fucking...
Just drive around. That's what I do with, like, GTA 5. Sometimes you just drive around. I just fucking, you know, kill people. And...
Literally. Do...
I don't know, dude. Like, I'd be... Dude, I go crazy and fucking... games like Red Dead Redemption. You play Red Dead Redemption?
My roommate fucking used to play it.
Dude, Red Dead Redemption. Dude, I got dark in Redemption.
Yeah.
Like, I would just walk up and just, like, kill people.
Cap
bro.
Someone.
But I'd see if like, I could get away with it.
Sick.
I walk around, like, a city and, like, just stab people and, like, walk away. And just see if I could get away with it.
Yeah. Fucking sick, bro. Yeah. So, one of the fucking problems I have, I think, in general, is that, like, once I start doing something, I get so engorged in it, and I want to know everything about it, and I want to put so much time and effort into it.
Yeah.
Right? I, like, you know, I don't want to say obsess over it, but, like, I remember in college...
I used to get, like, fucking, like, emotional. That's why I'd be killing people and stuff. It's like you release steam, and you're like,
yeah.
I feel good now.
Yeah, it's a good
because,
stress
like,
reliever.
I don't know. I'm, like, happy as fuck going throughout the day.
Yeah.
But I ain't trying to kill no one during the day.
No,
I'll
yeah.
defend myself if you come at me.
You just let out all the energy there.
Exactly. Huh? Dude, but, like, video games are, like, meant to be fun. Like, explore shit. Like, if I want to, like, blow shit up, if I want to blow a building up and just, like, I'm going to do it.
Just
like,
do it.
Why not?
Yeah.
If I want to see if I can get away from law enforcement, I will.
Breaking the law.
Exactly. Breaking the law. Breaking
that.
The law. What's that song? Breaking the law. Breaking the law.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Breaking
That's
the
a
law.
Sick song, bro.
But But continue. I'm sorry. I think cut you off. What were you saying, though?
It's just like the whole video game scene. Like, I know that if I start playing whatever game, I would literally not want to do anything else. I would just want to play that fucking game.
You can make money that way, though. What if you just start streaming, dog?
You gotta be like a fucking super fucking pro at like
Like that guy that's just gonna grind on it, you're gonna get that good. You'll get that good fast, yeah. And then just fucking stream, bro.
Yeah.
Next, you know, you're winning like what was the pot this year? It's like the gaming. It was like $22 million.
For real?
Yeah, bro. They're making like bank, bro. Like, it was, like, teams of four versing each other, like, on different games. Like, there's, like, a Fortnite tournament, Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Different shit like that. Overwatch, all that. If you got good at that and gamed it, joined a team, bro.
That'd be fucking good.
Yeah, dude.
That would take, like, hours.
Oh, yeah, dude. You can commit your life to it, man.
Yeah.
You can commit your life to it. But, like, think about it. The guys that won that, they don't have to worry about anything anymore. They're millionaires now. They just got to train for the next one.
Yeah.
But, like, they're chilling, bro.
Yeah.
They're kicking it.
It's
they just bought a $1 million penthouse and still have $8 million in the bank.
Insane.
Exactly.
It's crazy. I don't want to say how the way that fucking money works nowadays, because you'll literally have an 8-year-old fucking YouTuber making millions of dollars for unboxing toys.
Yeah, dude. Isn't that fucking insane?
And I'm like, fuck, bro. I'm out here fucking busting my ass at fucking work every day.
I always thought, I was like, man, dude. There's no way it could just be that simple. I've always just wondered if I just set up a camera and didn't even, like, blog. Just did random shit, like, I just do during the day and just post it. Like, just, oh, yeah, that's me working, and I'm just sitting there, like, typing away, and I just post that.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if, like, you did that enough, if somehow, next thing you know, you have, like, millions of followers.
I feel like...
And it was like, this guy's just typing on a computer. Yeah. Like...
You literally just have to keep fucking doing it over and over.
Yeah.
Like, look at people who react to videos. All you're seeing is their reaction to a video. That's it. Like, and they're making fucking
mills, bro. They're making mills just off of going, oh my gosh, did you see that? Yeah, I was watching it.
Yeah.
I did not expect that. Yeah.
The trends going on right now are crazy.
What?
Have you seen this stuff like this generation where they're just like sitting in front of the camera and they're just like, just
sit.
Oh, dude.
He's gonna pull up a video. Jamie, pull up a video.
Let's see.
Pull up a video, Jamie.
I'm excited.
I can't do it.
You have to send it to me. If I can, so I can clip it in. Dang, Atlas is now all asleep, dude. He is panting after that workout, just running up. He loves that air pump. Just handle now. It's not even an air pump anymore. It's just a fucking handle. As soon as you pick that up, he's like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. It's the greatest thing in the world to him. Can you try to describe it? How long is it going to take you to find? Because you're going to be scrolling, like, how many things you like. That's the only problem with me, dude. I like so many things that just make me laugh. Or I have a rule, if I watch the whole video, it means, like, I must have liked something about it. Oh, did you find it? Huh? I don't know if he's found it or not. Oh, you have?
Have you guys ever heard that one saying? Let me try to look this up. We're all looking things up now. It's like...
Jamie.
Good times create... strong or bad times create strong men create good times create weak men. Have you heard that?
Yeah, I think so. I think, or like a variation of that, because I understand it's like the idea of like times of peace make like lazy men.
Yeah,
like it's just like, which there's some truth to it. It's like if no one thinks anything's gonna bad happen, they're just gonna be like, oh, whatever. Oh, this is it. They just thank people for joining. What the heck? She's like a robot.
That's insane.
Send that to me. That's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
She's acting like she has like multiple things. Isn't that like almost like AI, bro? Yeah, yeah. Yeehaw, yeehaw. Whoa, whoa. I'm
honestly fucking scared for the future of America. I can tell you.
I'm scared for the future of the world, bro.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's... We're going down a bad spiral.
Is that, like, in the chat, Caleb?
I don't know. It was a picture with a link to it, I think.
Fucking, So I don't... Do you know that I'm a substitute teacher?
No. Is that... Wow.
Yeah. So I do that... I do it once a week, only on Fridays, whenever school's in session.
This is scary. That was scary.
Yeah, it's
not you being a substitute teacher.
No, yeah.
I just got that video.
But, like, I look at most of the kids that I like, work with, and maybe it's because of COVID, but they don't have any fucking social skills, bro.
That's true, yeah. They're just all inside. Wait, what age is this?
Middle schoolers probably, like...
Oh, middle school? Well, oh, so 11 to, like, 14.
Probably.
Right, yeah. Right, kids, yeah, or... But yeah, it was right.
I can do... So, I can substitute anywhere from elementary school to high schoolers.
How often do you do that? How often are you actually doing substitute stuff?
So, whenever school's in session, I just do it on Fridays, once a week. Right? It's a good thing to do on my day off.
That's cool. And yeah. You enjoy it?
Yeah. No, I've met some really, really good people, for sure.
How much you get paid doing that just every Friday? Is it a good side hustle?
Yeah, no, it's a pretty, like, fucking... It'll pay my groceries, you know, for sure.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, like, as it should. Like, a day of work should be, like, a couple hundred, few hundred dollars.
Yeah, so I think it just depends on, like, the school you go to and the district you go to and, like, all that kind of stuff. But honestly, bro, I personally don't work for anything under $20 an hour, right? I think, you know, kind of know your worth kind of thing.
You should be making money.
Yeah.
Especially living in California, dog.
Yeah.
It expands the value.
It's crazy out here, bro. Fucking walking out the door costs $100.
Yeah.
But no, so typically most jobs are probably like $24 to $27 an hour, right? But it's only like a 6 or 7 hour shift.
Yeah.
Because you're only going to school from like 8 to like 2 or 3, right? But so I'll get like maybe anywhere from 100 to 125 a week whenever I do that. And like I said, I only do it once a week.
Yeah, dude. But it's a cool thing. Instead of taking an off day, well, it's kind of like an off day. You're teaching, man. You're just having a good time.
Yeah.
Teaching some young minds.
Yeah. So it's a good time.
And what? It's like, what time do you have to show up? Like, what are you telling
me? Probably like around 8 a.m.
8 to like, and then you're there until like 3, 4?
Yeah, probably like 3. You know, sometimes you'll stay a little later because someone's parent doesn't show up or whatever, but that's fine.
Yeah.
It's like another here or there.
Yeah.
But yeah, bro, being a sub is cool. It's cool. So when I actually first started, I was actually at this school in Rancho Cucamonga.
It's a fun word.
It is a fun word. Where I was working with special needs kids, and that was fucking fulfilling.
Yeah, I did the best buddy thing when I was like 6th grade or something like that.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
That's awesome, bro. Yeah.
Enjoyed that?
I really like to see what makes them, like, tick and how they react to certain stimuli. You know?
This kid is poking them. How does that make you feel, Frederick? Oh, man, dog. Oh, that's terrible. That's awful.
More like, what?
Yeah, the Yeah, it's like, making fun of Steve Irwin. Yeah. Hey, I love Steve Irwin, but it was funny. It was like this comedian. He was like, oh, Crocky, there is an alligator. One swoop of his chomp and I'm gone. I'm going to go poke it with a stick. And then he'd be like, imagine dropping him in like Iraq or Afghanistan. He's like, Crocky, there's a Taliban, one of the most ferocious fighters in the world. One pull of his trigger, and I'm gone. I'm going to go touch him.
That's crazy. He said, who is that, like a YouTuber? Is he?
No, it was like some comedian.
Oh.
Yeah, it was just some comedian. I probably butchered it, but it's like, look that up.
I'm pretty sure it was Fluffy Loki.
Oh, I think it was Fluffy. I think it was Gabriel Iglesias. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy's fucking
funny. I think it was, yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. Thanks, Jamie.
There's a lot of fucking good comedians out there, which it sucks. Like I said earlier, a lot of people these days are a little too sensitive, and a lot of like comedians are being limited on their fucking what they can say and their talent because of people's sensitivity. I think,
man, fuck sensitivity, man.
Yeah, like I said,
get some tough skin. That's one thing I do realize is going away. There's like no tough skin. But, like, everyone's always pushing their fucking agendas. Like, it's crazy. Everyone's, like, trying, like, don't push your agenda. At the same time, they're fucking pushing their agendas.
Yeah.
Now, everyone's constantly just pushing an agenda, even when there's, like, oh, why are you pushing an agenda? We shouldn't be doing that. Like, it's fucking madness.
Yeah.
It's fucking madness.
It is. It is. You never meet a vegan that won't fucking centralize their life around being a fucking vegan.
Yeah. No. I don't know. There was once. I think the only fucking... I mean, I respect everyone's choice, but the... I think it was like my fucking fourth grade teacher. He was a vegan, and he ran all the time. He didn't stop fucking running. If he wasn't teaching, he was eating a salad and fucking running. That's crazy. Like, he just always fucking ran, and he was all about that. And, like, he ran marathons. It was, like, crazy. It was, like, always nuts. He would, like, fly and do marathons. I think he did, like, Boston Marathon. Like, he... all the big marathons and shit.
Yeah.
It was crazy because, like, he'd be gone. We'd have a substitute teacher. He'd be off doing some fucking marathon and then come back with, like, a fucking trophy or some shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he was, like, that guy. I was like, man, dude, that dude must be fucking healthy or something.
Well, I was telling your brother earlier that I'm a big runner. I ran cross-country and track in high school.
I said, I feel like there's a certain point is good of fitness, and then there's a certain point where you're overdoing it.
Yeah. No.
You actually look at a lot of people that die and they're like super healthy. It's because they're like, their bodies weren't meant to be pushed that hard.
Yeah. There's definitely.
You gotta know your limit.
There has to be a balance.
You gotta be able to push past your limit, but you also gotta know, like, shit, I gotta fucking. I'm not gonna try to kill myself.
Yeah. I think, well, there's. On that subject, I think there's different kinds of pains, right? There's this pain of, like, hey, I'm gonna go on a run and it's gonna suck. Because you've gone on a run. Everyone's fucking gone on a run. And it sucks, right? But that's different than, like, oh, this is physically hurting. Like, my leg is physically hurting. I should probably stop.
Yeah, like running with, like, a broken leg. On,
right? There's a different, I think, term of, like, pushing yourself past pain thresholds.
Oh, agree. Like, yeah, you shouldn't be running if, like, you twist your ankle really well. Yeah. You shouldn't be running the next morning. Give your time, like, self time to heal.
Yeah.
Like, don't push past that because you're just going to hurt yourself more.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, yeah, I get that.
And I think that, honestly, I feel like a lot of people, when they start working out, they try to just go from 0 to 60, like, really quick. And it doesn't work out because they don't build the healthy habits that they need to maintain that lifestyle.
Oh, agree.
You know what I mean? I think that. Like, hey, if you're going to start running, don't think about running a fucking marathon at first. Maybe, yeah, that could be the end goal. But think about run a mile first. Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Run a mile. Then, you know, once you're not comfortable because you're always going to, you know, have to change the pace and everything. But think about running a 5K. You know? Yeah. And then
getting time, like running a 7-minute mile. Yeah. Then try to, like, see if you can beat that.
Exactly.
Keep just, exactly. Some Rocky montage, bro. Yeah.
It's running is a whole thing, bro. Trust me.
Oh, I know, dude. I've been on plenty of runs, ruck runs, all that good shit, bro. I've never been a fan. I've never been a fan of running.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like, you feel good after, like, a long run. Like, yeah, it sucks, but you feel good afterwards. Yeah. I recognize the feeling. I just don't like it that much. Yeah. Or, like, during.
No, there's definitely a sense of accomplishment, you know?
Yeah, it's just, I guess, like, how to put it, like, I guess the end feeling doesn't outweigh how I feel in the, like, middle of it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, the middle of it rings louder than the end for me, so I'm just like, eh.
Most of the times when I go on a run, I usually go with, like, a friend. I do run solo sometimes, but I'll go with a friend, but I'm like, bro, if this guy's not bitching out, I'm not gonna bitch out.
There's, like, a science behind that, or, like a good reason for that, because that's why a lot of people say run with a partner.
Yeah,
because you're less likely to quit.
Yeah,
because exactly, you're thinking that and he's thinking that at the same time. You're both just thinking that, keeping you guys just going.
Just bro, it's crazy. I've my first marathon that I ran was literally with his name is Mark Rivera. He's actually a fucking, I don't know if he's a first lieutenant now, but he was just leaving to OCS and he became a second lieutenant.
Okay,
right after I met him. But my first marathon, bro,
how many marathons have you done?
Officially or unofficially? Because, like, so, like, to me...
There,
like,
are unofficial marathons?
Yeah. So, like, to me, an unofficial marathon would be like, hey, Zach, let's go run 26.2 miles.
Right? Hey, Alice, no.
That would be, like,
Jill.
An unofficial marathon, right? To me, an official marathon would be like, okay, like, we signed up for this thing online. Like, let's go fucking do it.
Yeah.
You know, okay. Where there's like a crowd.
So an unofficial marathon is you just running a lot?
It's just like you and me. Let's go do 26 miles right now. 26.2 miles right now. That's like
crazy. So okay, I guess both. How many both? Official and so unofficial.
Unofficially, probably like 4 or 5. Yeah.
How many officially?
Just one official one. I think it was in...
Why are you doing more officially then? If you're already doing it so many unofficially?
Because most of the time, it's hard to find people that want to sign up and go with you.
You
can
just
tell them
stop if you want. No, it's fine. He's just trying to get it all up in your ear right now.
I know, I see him.
He's a fucking love
bug.
He's
a good boy.
Yeah, he's a love bug. He'll lick every bit of you if you let him. Atlas. Atlas. He doesn't want to get... slobbered all over, dude.
Ah, it's cool. I love dogs. You want to lay here? You want to lay here with me? You can't. Yeah.
He's a fucking beautiful motherfucker.
Well, unofficially, it's because most of my friends in the Marine Corps, you know, most of us, we want to push past our limits. And it's like, let's fucking do this thing.
Yeah, like, I know the mindset, bro.
Yeah.
I know the mindset, man. I just fucking, I don't know. I'm in a different mindset now.
Yeah.
I'm just going with life, dude.
Yeah, no, I feel that. But then my one official one was actually, I remember it was on September 11th. I think it was of 2021, I think, September 11th.
That's sick, bro.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, and you enjoyed it? It was a good time?
It was, like you said earlier, while you're in it, you're like, fuck this. But that sense of accomplishment afterwards.
Yeah, you actually get like a medal and shit.
Yeah. And I honestly, and I was telling your brother this earlier, I really want to get, I want to try to get to 50 one day. The most I've ever done at one time. Is 30 miles, but I really would like to get to 50. Bro. And then after that, I know there's crazy people, Courtney DeWalter, David Goggins, Cameron Haynes, people like that.
No
that
wonder run. You love running live. You listen to a man like David Goggins, yeah, you're probably always fired up.
He is one.
Remember, this is the day. Don't be a bitch.
Don't be a bitch. But yeah, people like that that I see that run 100, like literally 100 miles, you know, it's insane. Just fucking Chad Wright.
Just run one coast to the other coast. Yeah, man. Do it.
Literally. Do it. But it's insane. I'm telling you, what you find out about yourself during that whole fucking
journey. Just start it right now, dude. I'll film it. Like, just get your running shoes on, bro, and just start running to the East Coast.
Yeah.
I'll just start a blog like, dude, he just started running. Yeah. Like, you'll just have to film your phone, send me updates. I'll just post them, bro.
Yeah.
We'll get you famous. We'll start making millions by the time you reach the East Coast, bro. So you don't even have to worry. I'll just let your job know. I'll be like, yeah, he's running. He won't probably be back for a few weeks.
Yeah. No, I'd be the next fucking Forrest Gump after that.
Exactly, I'd be a real bro. Life exactly. Forrest Gump. Baby. You just want all the fucking love. What? All your ear? Come here. I'm sorry. Is your ear okay? You need your ears cleaned again, bro? Yeah, we're probably good. Yeah, you probably do. Yeah. You need your ears cleaned again? You want to come back up here? No? All right.
I'll come over here, huh?
Yeah.
Whose dog is this? Your dog?
It's his. I'm just a cool uncle, man. Oh, that's sick. Basically, I love him like he's my own.
What is he?
But like, I'm gonna be dipping out and stuff, man.
Where are you going?
I'm planning on dipping to England.
Really?
Yeah, not here. Yeah, here pretty soon, man.
When? What? Just
figuring it out, man. Why little final pieces and then peace.
Why is this the first time I'm hearing about this?
I don't really talk about it. It's just one of those things where I'm just like. Because there's still, like, just the final pieces about it.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm waiting on, like, the dual citizenship, stuff like that. Once it's all good, then I'll be, like, I'll just finalize everything and be, like, all right. Sick. Now I'll start saying bye and stuff. I'll give enough time to be able to, like, say bye and shit. I'm not just going to be, like, later, guys, next day I'm gone.
Yeah. What's going on in England?
I just got family out there. I just want to go experience life out there.
Yeah.
And just kick it. My cousin does a podcast out there. I think it'd be sick.
Yeah.
To, you know, continue it out there. A bunch of variety of people out there. And just, I don't know. It'd be cool just to, like, be in another culture for a year.
Yeah.
And who knows? And then if I, like, the like dual citizenship goes through, I would totally, like, want to go to film school out there.
That'd be
and,
sick.
Like, learn out there. That shit would be sick.
Can you use your GI Bill out there?
I think so, but it'd probably only be a little bit. But, like, English citizenship, like they get school for free, bro. And
oh,
they get
really?
Free healthcare and stuff. Yeah, the UK government lit, bro.
Dang, what's going on, America?
I know, right?
Come on now.
I just end up maybe going to school out there, bro. Just live out there and go to school out there.
Yeah.
Why not? I'd be able to understand everyone. They just have, you know, strong accents. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
But all while.
Yeah. It'd be a good time.
Huh? What?
It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Nah, dude, I love England. I mean, I know they're probably gonna make fun of me for my accent.
Yeah. No, definitely, it'd be cool to be out there. Yeah. Are you originally from San Diego? You said your dad was in the Navy.
No, I was born in Virginia. Was born in San Diego. My older brother's in Albuquerque.
Okay.
I have an adopted sister. She was born in Albuquerque too.
Where in Virginia? Quantico?
Portsmouth, the Naval Hospital.
Okay.
No, yeah, and I mean, I grew up mostly here though in San Diego. I consider San Diego home.
When did you come to San Diego?
That was the first time, dude. When you were born. What was I in? I was super young. I was like probably like. I was like four, yeah. Then the second time he came, he was in second grade. I didn't go to elementary school here. I went to elementary school in Fort Wayne. It was like sixth grade. Sixth grade was when I came back here, and then I've been in California ever since.
Oh, okay.
Like, I was stationed in 29 Palms.
Yeah.
I was in California, but just in the devil's asshole of it.
Yeah.
It's so hot out there right now.
I bet, bro. Honestly, bro, this heat right now is not that bad, dude.
It's getting hot, bro. They probably hear the fans in the background. Like, it's getting hot.
I'm just glad that we're not in fucking. I don't know how people live in like Phoenix, where it's like 110.
My boy's in Arizona, bro. He's probably just cooking.
Yeah, no, I couldn't. You could fry an egg out there. Yeah. Phoenix or Vegas, bro? Fuck that. It's insane. It's insane heat, bro. I'm honestly, bro, I really prefer the cold rather than the heat. Like,
I rather like heat over cold. But if it comes to, like, hey, what would you rather try to survive in? I'd probably try to go cold than heat, because you can only take so much clothes off.
Yeah.
You can always try to get warmer, maybe try to get a fire going. You always, like, try to fight that.
Yeah.
And it would just suck, though. Freezing to death is probably not a... That's a sucky way to go, dude.
No, yeah.
It's a shitty way to go.
I remember, bro, when I was in fucking Quantico, bro, I'm still fucking cold.
You were in Quantico?
Yeah.
For, like, the program you're in?
Yeah.
So why didn't you end up going through with all that?
It just didn't work out, bro.
Yeah.
It just didn't work out. But I, like I said, the people that I met there and the people that I met...
Why not try again? Why not try to be, like a Marine officer again?
I think I do want to try again, to be honest.
When would you try that?
Fuck. I don't know.
Isn't there, like, an age limit?
Yeah, I think... Well, you can... There's always fucking,
he's like 29. 29 was the age limit to enlist. I know that. And I know, like, we had a kid, he celebrated his 29th birthday in boot camp with us.
At boot camp?
Yeah, they called him the old man of the Marine Corps.
Nah, that's not... He's not the old man. A fucking...
Well, it was just the joke, because he was fucking the oldest one out of all of us. He was fucking 29. Yeah. Like, and then maybe we had, like, maybe, like, a few 25-year-olds, maybe a few, like, kind of... Maybe a 26-year-old.
Yeah.
I was 21 when I joined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, were you there from 21 to 25?
Yeah. So, no. Yeah. 21 to 25. Yeah. And I turned 26 June 1st.
What made you want to go into the Marine Corps?
It was just like one of those dreams. I just always had it. Wanted to do the infantry and stuff like that. It was a roller coaster, man. Fucking drank a lot. That was a problem.
Yeah.
I definitely got in trouble for drinking a lot. It was ugly. But hey. We're on the other side of it, having a good time.
Marines.
So, speaking of, like, you're an anime, you like anime and stuff. Are you, like, a nerd about other stuff, like Star Wars? Are you a Star Wars nerd, bro?
You know what, bro? I've recently been rewatching Harry Potter.
Ooh, Harry Potter's good.
Yeah, Harry Potter's good.
Just take a picture.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Give the Mando home with love. You can just fucking send that to me.
Oh, wait.
I'll take a fucking picture.
Hold up. Can you do it again? Can I take another picture?
Yeah, dude. I got you, man. Try to, like, blow smoke out of it.
Can you do that? Yeah, that's sick. Oh, man.
Send that to me. That's funny.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely going to send that to you.
Yeah, dude, what the fuck were we just talking about? Harry Potter's dope, though.
No, Harry Potter's a good time.
I love Harry Potter. I want to go to fucking Universal again sometime soon. Before I definitely, like, dip out. Because Harry Potter World is fucking fire. I know they have different rides and shit.
It's crazy. So I've never been like a big like fanboy about like anything. Even when it comes to like anime, there's people that like go way. You know, fucking like Comic Con is actually happening right now.
Right now, I know. I know. Again, I missed it. One year, I'll fucking go. 1 year, I'll fucking go do that shit. It looks like a cool time, man. I hope it.
Yeah, no, it's... Well, I heard it wasn't gonna be that good this year because a lot of people are, like, on strike or whatever.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people are on strike outside it for what?
Well, I guess, like, the people that do, like...
Oh, you're talking about the writer's strike?
Yeah, outside Comic-Con? Because they're not being, like, paid enough or whatever?
Yeah, I fucking... We have a cousin Melissa. She does, like, stuff. Like, you'd know her. Like, she, like, was, like, in the Allstate commercials. She was in a couple of those. And fucking... She, like, did, like, Pretty Little Liars for, like, a few... Like, couple episodes.
Your cousin?
Yeah, my cousin Melissa. Huh. Yeah, I know she's, like... She'd be posting about that stuff. Yo, shout out cousin Melissa. I'll have to tag her in this.
This is crazy.
Do a clip or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, she's about it. Like, I believe. Yeah, writers are huge, dude. Yeah. Like, think about it. Like, they're the ones writing the ideas.
Literally.
What you're going to be shooting this shit, bro. Yeah. Like, give them what they're due. Like they should be... they should feel like they've been, like, treated equally. They're being paid for what they're contributing.
Because without them, there's nothing, right? You wouldn't have the idea.
I don't know. The Hollywood machine, brutal, though. They're going to still try to find a way. They'll find someone that'll do it for cheap. They're like, hey, kid, you just want a shot, bro? You can work on this giant show. You're just going to get paid this much. And he's going to be like, shit, that's just an opportunity. That's an opportunity. I got to take this. It's not going to be paying well, but, like, it's going to get my name out there.
I feel like, honestly, they're running out of ideas. All the writers, because all I've seen recently is fucking remakes. And shit. Yep.
Yeah, I don't get that shit, man. I don't know. Like, yeah, that does feel. And Disney's like taking a plummet. Their movies aren't doing so hot right now.
Yeah, they're not. They're not. I definitely love like the old school like Disney. You know, like Pinocchio, fucking The Lion King, shit like that. Yeah, that was good shit.
If I ever want to feel some nostalgia, I might throw like that on Hercules. It's always a fucking banger.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Go the distance, dog.
But, like, have you seen the new Pinocchio they made?
I didn't see the live action one. I think I saw like bits and parts of it. Yeah. I heard it wasn't good.
No, and they have like.
But in like the new Little Mermaid, there's like. There's nothing wrong with diversity and stuff, but, like, if you wanted to celebrate black culture and black lives, why not make their own movie with their own story, something that they can connect with, instead of, like, taking, like, the Little Mermaid and just changing out the girl?
Didn't Ariel have, like, a sister, too, in the story or something?
I think she was black. She had, like, the green bikini on, right? Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them. There could have been diversity there. But keep to the original story for the live action. Like, make it, like, as close to the real thing. And you want to celebrate black culture or diversity and stuff, make their own movie, their own storyline, something that they can connect to. Mm-hmm. Hire an African-American director.
Jordan Peele.
Exactly. Yeah. Or, like, if you want to celebrate Asian culture, hire an Asian director or something and let them make their own story, something that they can connect with. Don't take the old shit and recycle it and just be like, yo, we're just going to just change colors and hope that they don't realize or some shit. I mean, people realize. Not like that, but kind of like, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, fucking, yeah. Like you said, all they're making right now is fucking remakes. All I've been hearing about recently is a fucking Barbie movie who I don't understand.
I need to see that low-key, and then I need to go see that Oppenheimer double feature, guys.
What's that about? I didn't
hear about it. Oppenheimer is about the creation of the atomic bomb. Like, during World War II, when they were trying to make the atomic bomb to drop on Hiroshima and shit.
Really?
Oppenheimer, he's the one that figured out how to do it.
That's fucking insane.
He's the one that said, he's like, I have become death or something itself. Probably quoting that wrong. But, like, he's that guy. Like, yeah. It's supposed to be really good. I don't think it's, like, doing as well as they thought it was going to do. I know the Barbie movie, like, had a better opening. And I thought about it. I was like, it's because you can probably bring kids to the Barbie. It's PG-13, but you can probably bring kids. Oppenheimer, like, not many kids are going to be interested in learning about the creation of the nuclear bomb fucking... In World War II. I do. I think that's sick. And I love the dude that's... I forget his name, but he was in Peaky Blinders. Yeah. He's a fucking awesome actor and shit. Oppenheimer. Yeah.
this guy. I know who.
It looks super good. I'm definitely gonna watch it.
Matt Damon's in it.
Oh, Matt Damon's. I just watched a Matt Damon movie. I never watched it. It was Ford v Ferrari.
You ever seen? Oh no! How is it?
Oh, dude, it was fucking. It was great. I didn't. Dude, Christian Bale as being the fucking driver, and Matt Damon as a Shelby, and fucking. There's another guy. Says, oh, what's his name? He was the new Punisher. He's been in a bunch of stuff, bro. He was in it. They had a lot of like good actors in it, and fucking, it was a solid movie. 10 out of 10, man.
That's really?
Yeah, Ford v Ferrari, man. It was super good. I watched that last night.
I need to fucking watch that. You know who's a really good fucking actor?
Huh.
Jake Gyllenhaal. I think
Jake Gyllenhaal is a good actor.
He literally is so fucking good at that.
I agree. And fucking Ryan Gosling. Russell Crowe too, dude. Oh, dude. I'm just not listing off great actors. I think, dude, and like, I hear the new Mission Impossible is super good too. I heard Tom Cruise is super fucking awesome. He's just getting better and better with time.
Yeah, I haven't seen. Honestly, I haven't seen any of the Mission Impossible movies.
I definitely have tried to watch through them all. I've watched a good amount of them, at least.
Have you seen any of the John Wick movies with
Keanu? I've seen all of them. Yeah, super good.
Yeah.
Oh, I love them. I think I talked about the John Wicks on my last podcast too.
Don't.
Just like how crazy the scenes were and shit, and like Keanu Reeves is actually like super proficient.
Yeah.
Like he actually like trained in that shit. It was sick.
Yeah. Well. First of all, don't fuck with someone's dog. That's like the main.
Amen, bro. Dude, right. If anyone touched Atlas, bro, we going to war.
Yeah, fucking literally, that's what happened.
Yeah, dude.
What I really liked about
the
John.
Baba Yaga.
Yeah, fucking boogeyman.
He's the one that you sent to kill the Baba Yaga.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Dude, such a good movie. Such a good movie. I don't know. There's theories. Yeah, have you watched it? Right.
Not the fourth one.
You haven't watched it yet.
Shit.
I can't.
Yeah.
Because there's a theory about it. I can't go into it now because he hasn't watched it. Damn. Boo. Come on, Jamie. Get with it. Getting killed.
We could watch that. We should watch it.
That's a good fucking movie, dude. Oh, it was crazy, bro. The action in that movie? Nuts.
I love the John Wick.
So crazy. They went overboard with the action, which was amazing.
Yeah.
It was good. It was super good. And then I'll tell you the theory after we watch it.
What are you doing after?
After this, I was gonna probably do nothing. We can watch it, and I've already watched it. I could edit some videos and stuff during it. Yeah. Pop in some headphones. I think just have the AirPod in.
There's no point in watching it like that.
I've watched it, so I know what happens. It only matters is that you're paying attention. I'll just be editing. I'll be killing two birds with one stone. Okay.
Yeah, no, John Wick is a great movie. I really like, so I feel like a lot of movies these days, or even back in the day, there always had to be like a love interest, right? You had like the main character, and then you had some sort of like person he would like fall in love with, like on even regardless of anything that was happening in the movie, he would have like some sort of love interest. But like John Wick, there's like no type of love interest at all, except for his wife died.
Yeah,
but,
exactly. So so he's tied to a girl in the past that he loved.
Right.
It was his wife, and she died tragically.
Which is why he's just so sad about the dog dying, because that was the last gift his wife gave him, right?
Yeah.
But like aside from that, is there really like a love interest in the whole?
And sad that the guy that played the hotel manager died. In real life.
He was a cool guy. Oh, in real life?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. He died in real life, man. Yeah, he died, I don't know if this is true. If it is, it's cool, not cool that he died. Don't read that wrong.
Yeah.
But, like, it's super sad. He died, I think it was, like, I want to say, like, something with his heart. It was, like, a heart attack or something, or heart failure. But he died, like, playing Destiny 2. And he voiced one of the main dudes in Destiny 2.
Yeah.
In Destiny.
Yeah.
And I guess apparently he died playing it. And so, like, a bunch of the gamers held, like, funerals at his character that's in the game and stuff like that. And it was, like, a whole thing, bro. And so it was, like, he died, but a lot of people reached out.
Yeah.
And, I was like, damn, dude. Yeah. I mean, like, if he died, at least hopefully it was peacefully, and he was playing a game that he really enjoyed, and what was even crazier, he knew he was in.
Yeah.
He was a part of it. He was a part of it. And the community gathered around him, gave him his respects, Everyone that watched him in film and stuff gave him respect. He was fucking, he was awesome.
Yeah, no, he's a cool guy.
Yeah, bro.
I think that there's definitely a lot of actors that eventually are going to pass away. I don't want to be so sad.
Oh, dude, Harrison Ford. Bro, what, I'm disappointed. I haven't watched the new Indiana Jones yet. I'm so scared to watch it because I've gotten so many mixed reviews, mostly negative, though.
Really?
That they're saying it's not good. Have you seen it yet?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, they're saying it was not good, which is so sad because it's the last one he's doing. Yeah. Harrison Ford, like, I did. He's getting old. He's still, like, fucking, he looks great. He's still fucking somewhat, like, moving. He's just, like, he's old, man. He's old, bro. You can't expect him to be, like, jumping out of airplanes and doing crazy action scenes anymore. He's, like, he's, like, 86 or something.
He's up there. Can we get a fact check?
Yeah.
Jamie. I'm just kidding.
Jamie.
Isn't that the same name with a guy that helps out Joe Rogan?
Yeah, that's the joke. That's the joke. That's, I need to get a Jamie.
Yeah.
I just need to start, like, yeah. What? How old is Harrison Ford? I spaced out for a sec there.
No, you're good, you're good.
Oh, no, whoa, I gave him a few years. He's only 81. Sweet, we might have Harrison Ford for a little longer. He might play some more cool, serious...
How old is Morgan Freeman?
Morgan Freeman?
That's someone that when he passes away, I'm going to be distraught.
I can smell you. He's 86. Wow, I was right on, like... I just switched up.
Morgan Freeman, man, that guy's awesome.
Yeah, he is. Morgan Freeman's good. I can smell you.
Yeah.
Creeping over your shoulder. I don't know. Trying. I can't hit it right now, but this is like a funny clip. Samuel L. Jackson, 74.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Denzel Washington, 68. Michael Caine, 90.
Who's Michael Caine?
He played Alfred in the Batmans with Christian Bale.
Ah.
Yeah. Oh. Isn't fucking Tom Cruise in his 60s too? Tom Cruise.
No.
Is 61.
Really?
Wow. He's 60. Dude, I don't know. It must be the Scientology because he don't look 61, bro. No,
he don't. That cutout that you have behind you, is that like a real life size
of Margot Robbie? Probably, yeah. Dude. It's like, yeah, it's the size of Harley Quinn, bro. She a baddie, bro.
She's tall as fuck. See, even she does, like, she did that fucking Harley Quinn and then fucking Barbie.
Dude, I mean, she's bad, bro, and she's talented.
She's talented.
Fucking, she working it, bro.
Yeah.
And Ryan Gosling's in it, bro. He's a good actor, bro. Like, him and fucking the other guys.
Yeah.
Oh, love that movie. Russell Crowe, bro. Bro, fucking Heat movie.
Yeah.
Such a Heat movie, bro.
Oh, man.
Fucking good movie. What up?
What's your favorite movie?
Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, and I know everyone's just like, ooh, whoa, like, because it's such a, like, a, I don't know, that's my favorite one, dude. It's, like, the only Star Wars movie that we've gotten where the Empire kicked, like, the Rebels' asses.
Really?
Like, they kicked their ass in that movie. They had them on the run, that movie, bro.
Yeah.
Came into Hoth, kicked their ass, fucking kicked their ass in Cloud City, bro.
Yeah.
Fucking all that shit, bro. Like, the Empire was kicking their ass, which they, like, should be, dude. In all honesty, if the good guys didn't win every movie, the Empire should have won.
Yeah.
The Empire wasn't the bad guys in the movie either, dude. You gotta think about it. They were the ones that they restored peace to the galaxy. Sure, it was kind of, you know, tough. I don't agree with all their methods.
Yeah.
But there was peace. The Rebels were the insurgents, bro, fucking up shit and blowing people up.
Yeah.
Like, if they would have worked with them, I'm sure the Empire could have been good. If everyone was just like, you know what, let's all just live in peace, the Empire would have just chilled, patrolled, and just whatever. Yeah, man.
Yeah. No, maybe the Empire had a good system going, but it was, like, the people on top that were...
Well, yeah. Well, the Sith had to get it, but even then, the Sith were just trying to figure out stuff. Like, the Emperor trying to figure out how to, like, live forever, Force and stuff. Vader just, you know, heartbroken and just misery, but killing all them Jedis and fucking Kenobi!
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
That shit was wild.
No,
I love that shit.
The Harry Potter, or not Harry Potter, fucking Star Wars. Why the fuck did I say Harry Potter? Star Wars is fucking good shit. It's a good shit. Have you seen fucking End of Watch?
No, the cop movie?
Yeah.
I've seen bits of it. But I need to watch it because I've always heard it's so fucking good.
It's fucking intense.
I heard it's intense, yeah. I've heard it's nuts.
It's insane. Jamie, put that on the list.
Yeah, Caleb, you ever watch fucking End of Watch? It's like a cop movie. Supposed to be. Oh, yeah, maybe we'll watch that too.
Yeah, you guys need a whole fucking list.
Yeah, I heard that's intense. Like, it's a super, like, it's like the most accurate depiction of a cop's life.
Yeah, it's a good fucking, the ending will have you fucking.
Yeah, I've heard it's a nice
movie. I'm not going to talk about it, but.
Yeah, dude, I'm going to fucking, I'll have to watch. Yeah, don't talk about it, don't spoil it. Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy.
Yeah, End of Watch is a good fucking movie.
Well, yeah, you yawning. We're like too comfortable, bro.
I'm so comfortable. I'm fucking leaning on this couch like.
Yeah, dude, I'm the same way. When I like lean back and I start getting comfortable, my body's just like, oh, yeah.
This is good.
Yeah, bro. Especially after I've been smoking. Now I'm having like a little sippy of a drink. I'm just like, ooh, I'm chilling.
I actually really like this kombucha, bro. That's good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's good shit.
Yeah.
And it's good for you. Kind of.
Yeah, get healthy while you get drunk. Yeah. It's just like. It's a little sour. It makes my body go, ooh, and face tilts up.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Which one do you have? I got the mango one. The
pineapple sunset.
Mm. You have mango? There's mango tango, bro. With a hint of cinnamon. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know, man. It makes me, like, sour. It's like I kind of tasted like lemon.
Nah, sour face, bro. I like it. It's good. Well, what kind of drinks do you usually drink?
I'm not a big drinker anymore, man. Since the Marine Corps, not a big one, dude. It was, yeah, me and drinking just, wasn't a pretty sight. So I'm more of a smoker. Definitely, definitely better for my mind. When I do drink, I mean, I like wussy drinks. I like a good mixed drink. But, like, if I'm just, like, chilling, I'm going to be, like, playing pool or something. Like, I'll get, like, a Malibu and Coke.
Yeah.
Like, something refreshing. Something. Because I'll usually have cotton mouth. I'll probably, be smoking a blunt.
Yeah.
I'll go outside, fucking smoke a blunt real quick and come in. And I just need something to fight my cotton mouth. So I'll be like, I kind of want a soda. I was like, but I'm in a bar. I might as well get alcohol in my soda.
Yeah. Fucking... Yeah, Jack and Coke.
Nah, I'm not a whiskey guy. I overdid that shit. My older brother was into a Jack and Coke. That's all he drank, bro. Me and him had a house in Albuquerque together, bro. And fucking, so he'd always have that, and I would drink it with him. Like, after work and shit, we, like, sold cars together. He was, like, a manager. Yeah. I was just a car salesman. And we'd always drink it. And over a while, bro, I couldn't do it no more. Every time I tasted it, bro, I just wanted to throw up. Like, if I took a shot of Jack Daniels, bleh, oh.
It's that bad, huh?
Yeah.
Do you like smell it and you're like, ugh?
Yeah, it'll make me be like gag. That's I'm like, crazy. No.
You know, there's this one, I think it's like Smirnoff, like vodka or something like that.
Yeah.
That.
I have overdone that, but I can still do a vodka mixture.
I can't. Any vodka. Tequila.
I just don't really do shit straight. No, I can't do tequila. Like, I like, you know, I could do it with like the lime and shit. Maybe I have to be a certain level of drunk to be able to do that. But I don't really do just straight up shots. Like, I like a good, like, green tea shot, white tea, green, like, white tea shot. Like, something tasty, bro. Like, if I'm gonna get fucked up, I like to enjoy it.
Yeah.
I can't do shit. The other shit just tastes like rubbing alcohol.
Really?
It's not enjoyable. Like, people that enjoy it, like, you're scary.
Yeah, I enjoy it. Tequila, I think it's the Mexican in me.
No,
though.
Like, that's different. I feel like tequila actually has, like, a taste to it.
Yeah.
But, like, whiskey's, or, like, bourbon.
Yeah.
Just burns.
Yeah.
Just, like, why? I mean, I guess some people like that. I mean, yeah, I guess, like, certain people. I don't know. I mean, everyone likes what they like.
There's good burns and there's bad burns, right?
Yeah, I don't get it. I did this one cigar bourbon tasting thing, bro, and... I won't lie, bro. I after like the third one, I couldn't really do it anymore. I was like, this is disgusting. Yeah. I was like, I can't do another one of these, bro. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
It was too much, but it was so strong. It was so fucking.
No.
Pretty sure I spit some out. Like, I just made sure no one was looking. I was like,
yeah.
I was like, no. Not for me, man. Not for me.
You know what I used to not like? I used to not like beer. It was a very.
Really?
It was a really acquired taste for me.
Like, beer, I always kind of like beer, and I've liked wine. Wine is good.
Yeah, wine's good.
I like wine.
Yeah.
And then vodka. Vodka's, I've always been more of a vodka dude.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. A good fucking mixed drink is always yummy. I like beer, though. I'll go to, like, a brewery. Yeah. I enjoy, like, trying different beers, sours, IPAs, all that stuff. I enjoy a good one.
Yeah. Well, when I started drinking, when I was, like, Probably, honestly, like 15 or 16. It's like come from a fucking...
Oh, I didn't. I started smoking around then. Like 17.
Oh, okay.
I got in late on the smoking game. And then, like, I drank here and there. I didn't start drinking until, like, the Marine Corps because I couldn't smoke or anything like
that. Yeah.
But, yeah, drinking, yeah. Ugh. So I'll never drink like that again in my life.
Yeah. No, it's two different vibes, right? It's, like, smoking and drinking, two way too different vibes.
Exactly, bro. It's very, very different vibes.
Yeah.
But. Huh? I mean, like, not really for me. Like, yeah, like, if I got wasted, like, if I went to a bar with a friend, yeah, like, yeah. I wouldn't mind getting blacked out. And, like, I am different now because my mindset's different.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, like, an angry drunk. Like, I used to, like, get all pissy and stuff, like, that kind of dude and shit. It was, like, now it's different, but, like, also, it's just also the feeling. Drunk feeling and high feeling are very different. Being crossed every once in a while is a good time. Not when you get the spins, though, and you're like, oh, man, I'm gonna puke.
Fuck. I think that everyone just has to, like, know their limit.
Oh, yeah, when's your fucking jiu-jitsu thing?
Oh, it's at, I think, like, 5.
Huh?
Like, 5.
Like, 5? How far away is it?
Like, near downtown.
Oh, that's, like, 25. We can wrap up here soon.
All
right. Okay, any last-minute thoughts, though? Any crazy shit you want to go down?
Fuck, bro. No, honestly, I think that the next time I come on, I'll have a lot more shit to talk about.
Hell yeah, you know? Yeah, dude. Feel the vibe. Thanks for coming and being on it, man.
Thank you for fucking having me.
It was
me,
a good time. What was that fucking here? Let's see what fucking vibe we end on here.
All right.
That starting vibe. What was it? The Summer Nights?
Summer Nights.
Or fucking what? No, you're into like metal.
Yeah, but you know, you don't play anything crazy.
No metal, bro. What's fucking, you know, a day? Let's see, fucking, you're like into these guys. Here we go. We'll just fucking, we'll just like, there we go. Fucking, we'll put this out. All right, dude. Well, I appreciate you coming on. Fucking, I hope you guys have a great fucking rest of your day or whatever. If this is the morning, afternoon, whatever the fuck you're doing, just live your best life. Keep on being you. Fucking thanks for listening, dude. And until next time, dude. Looking forward to the next time, bro.
Fuck yeah. All right.
Hell yeah. We out. It's all a lie. I never thought I'd be in.